We're going to go deep into our hearts and minds today to talk about something very important: how to stop being angry with life. At different times in our lives, different things happen that can make us feel frustrated, let down, or even angry. These tough times can try our mental strength and make us feel like we've failed, but it's in these vital times that we can grow and change as people. It's important to know that being angry at life isn't a constant state of mind, but a normal response to the problems we face along the way. But getting over these bad feelings and finding peace within ourselves is very important for our mental health and personal growth. That's why we're here today to help you on your path of changing and discovering yourself. We chose these wise and inspiring words with care so that they will help you think, get clear, and change your point of view. It's my hope that these wise and comforting words will show you the way to acceptance, forgiveness, and gratitude. Let's start. If you hate someone, they have won over you. A strength is not getting angry about anything. As you age, you become more aware that being angry is not worth it. Anger makes us feel like we're alone. When you act out of anger, you're doomed to fail. Anger is the worst thing that can happen to someone, and patience is what will protect them. Someone else can't hurt you unless you let them. When you think you're hurt, you are hurt. It's not more likely just because you shout it. Storms of anger can make sad tears flow even harder. They might be light too. I wouldn't think of anger as something strange that I need to fight. I need to be careful with my anger and deal with it with love, kindness, and peace. If you get angry quickly, you don't know how to use your resources well. It's worse than wasting time because it wastes energy and attention. I'm happy to love the world in some way all the time. In contrast, it's so easy to hate. Everything doesn't hurt me unless I think it does. I have the option not to. I'm not going to let any guy cut me down by making me hate him. No one gets better by making someone else hurt. Hatred is an obvious and public sign of an inferiority problem. What bothers us about other people can help us learn more about ourselves. As soon as we get angry, we stop looking for the truth and start looking out for ourselves. Being judged and feeling alone and different, losing your cool and getting angry, holding on and living with anxiety, imagining things and missing the moment, wishing and going through pain until you get it. Just to warn you, it's your fault if you ever lose your cool. No one else is ever responsible for how you feel. No one asks how to stop anger from happening, but everyone does ask how to deal with it when it does. That means it's not my fault if other people hurt me. The way they act and behave is not like mine. The things that make a man angry define him. We'll not be so angry when we don't hope so much. An angry man speaks out loud and shuts his eyes. Wait to get what you want. Don't let a shout make you feel good about yourself. Being nice is the best way to get back at someone. When you feel upset, follow this rule. If it doesn't hurt the community, it doesn't hurt me either. And if it is, getting angry won't help. That person needs to be shown where they went wrong. People say things that are out of our control, but we can choose how to respond. In order to be emotionally intelligent, we must not let other people control our thoughts. We can only be present with other people's darkness when we know our own well. Perhaps our cruelties and angers would go away if we could learn to love ourselves, even a little. An insult doesn't make a person act. How it makes them feel about themselves does. People who really understand don't get angry very often. People who are proud of their anger don't really get it. A vocal threat is the most reliable proof that someone is powerless. It's like a sword that cuts both ways. You cut yourself when you cut someone else. There is everything a smart man needs inside himself. A fool sees everything in other people. Your complaints and angers lose a lot of their appeal when you want to free yourself. You're not always right just because you're angry. Being upset is a choice, and you should make a smart one. If you take an eye for an eye, everyone will be blind. Delaying things is the best way to solve anger. Most disagreements are unavoidable at the time they happen, but seem very unimportant afterward. After becoming angry at something, I move on and work. Fear has made the world's problems worse, but it hasn't fixed any of them yet. It would light up the whole world if your anger turned into lightning. Hatred makes it hard to think clearly and plan ahead. Leaders can't let people hate them. Anger may seem like a good way to get things done, but it makes us lose control. It can make you brave, but that's also dumb. Anger only lives in the hearts of fools. When you can't think straight, anger sets in. So, being angry means you are weak. Hatred is the tree, and anger is the weed. It's easy for anyone to get angry. That being said, not everyone can get angry with the right person at the right time, for the right reason, and in the right way. It's also not easy. I think that one reason people hold on so tightly to their hate is that they fear that if it goes away, they will have to deal with the pain. You lose 60 seconds of happiness every minute you are angry. Anger is like acid. It can damage the container it's kept in more than the thing it's poured on. Hurting your enemy puts you below them. Getting back at them puts you on the same level as them. And forgiving them puts you above them. Just one more letter separates anger from danger. Before you go on a payback trip, you should dig two graves. Anger is the only emotion that really makes you want to judge someone. Don't hate your enemies. It makes you less smart. Do not think about people you don't like for a second. Being upset is not required. Anger reduces reason. You can choose to be hurt. It's the broken dream that made you angry. When you're weak, you become fierce. Silence is the best thing to do when you're angry. Remorse endures forever, whereas anger does not. You are the first person your anger hurts. If someone provokes you, don't imitate them. When you get angry, think about what will happen. People who are easily upset are a pain. Heart fire sends smoke to the head. Adopt the pace of nature. It takes time to do that. When you hate someone, you hurt yourself more than they hurt you. You are defeated by whoever angers you. Instead of criticizing what you hate, support what you love. You can also give up and give in, or get angry and fight. Do not step forward and yell. Instead, take a step back and smile. People who hate you are confused fans who want to be like you. One's boss is anyone who can make them angry. You are only going to get mad at them when you let them bother you. Get rid of angry people by not being angry. Beat the bad people with love. Give to those who are poor and tell the truth to those who lie to beat them. Anger comes on so fast that we don't even notice it. Every day, work on being detached, present, and quiet. This will help you respond less. Finally, know that you are made of something stronger and more holy than your body's emotions and the things that pull you like a doll. If you fill your life with love, all of your bad emotions, like anger, guilt, hatred, and more, will leave you. We all have bad thoughts and feelings, but we don't have to act on them. Know who your anger hurts. Most of the time, it's you. We all get angry sometimes, and it's nice to learn how to smile at your anger and make peace with it. Know that you're angry when you're angry. Now that you're aware of it, you're not as angry. You can see it from the outside. Garbage is useless, harmful, and stupid to hold on to. People who are smart let go of them, while fools hold on to them. This is because you can't love in the present when you are angry about the past. The worst thing we can do with negative feelings is try not to feel them. Consciousness makes good emotions stronger and bad ones go away. Trying to avoid your feelings makes you hurt. You can learn from people you don't like. Take a moment to ask yourself, does this really need a response? Small irritations come and go, and if you don't give them attention, they go away quickly. When you're angry, Try not to make big choices. Recognize the feeling and the fact that it makes it hard to make decisions. Keep in mind that angry people will often give up what's best for them in the short run in order to cause trouble. Why not be able to control our anger? Due to our love for beauty. Allow flawed things to happen in our lives. Remind yourself that you think your problems are caused by you. Don't go to bed angry the next time you're mad. Fight and stay awake. You will always rue the best speech you gave when you were angry. Being angry is just a guardian for sadness. Don't add to your stress. Situations shouldn't be able to make you angry because they don't care. People fight because they have nothing better to do. It's funny how some people think you hate them when you don't even think about them. When you're really mad, curse. When you're angry, count to four. Anger results from the mismatch between reality and ideals. Anger and bitterness that forgot where they came from. People who want to be angry always have a good reason. Anger is its own sentence. Someone who is angry and trying to drown you is also sinking. The three poisons, greed, anger, and delusion, are at the root of the stupid mind and all of its suffering, emotions, and sins. What made you angry is less important than what made you angry in the first place. It's not amazing or strong. It's a mistake and shows weakness. If you're doing the right thing, it could even be a trap set by someone else. Being angry doesn't make things better. It makes things worse. Remember the insults you've received much more than the ones you've given. The results of our anger and pain are worse than the things that make us angry or hurt. Anger is a right for the strong, a favor for the good, and a way for the weak to hurt themselves. The more easily someone gets hurt, the less smart they are. People hate more when they are farther from the truth. Giving in to anger is the same thing as giving up knowledge. For example, if you want to find out what your anger is really about, you shouldn't judge it. Have faith in time. Bad weather makes it hard to see ahead. Some things bother us more than they should. Some bother us before they should. And some bother us only when they shouldn't. The smartest people care about everything, and they only fight for things that really count. They know they only have so much time and energy. The farther away from understanding someone is, the more upset they are with other people and things, and the happier they are with themselves. When the results of anger are worse than the anger itself, it can look like anger and violence are protecting because they add energy to a situation, but that energy is blind. To see things from different points of view, you need to keep your mind calm. Like wine, anger makes us look good to other people, but hides us from ourselves. If you're angry, you should focus on problems, not people. You should work on answers, not excuses. Angry people lose the fight at first, but they win the war in the end. If someone is good, they are free, even if they are a slave. If someone is bad, they are a slave, even if they are a king. When you feel anger coming, focus on your breath. Anger is like a storm that comes from the deepest parts of your consciousness. There's no point in yelling at someone to do something. If you're angry, wait 10 seconds before speaking. Do this when you're very angry. Count to 100. Once you hate someone, they can beat you. It makes me proud to love the world in some way. It's so simple to hate it. I believe that anger is a useless emotion, and I don't like it when feelings are wasted. Being angry doesn't help, and having a hand ready to hit can cause a lot of problems. A man in a rage rides a crazy horse, and a guy who fights with others doesn't have any good friends. Anger makes us feel so alone. It's a short-lived mania. When you're angry, you poison your own system, and anything you do in anger is doomed to fail. Danger is only one letter away from anger. Whoever is angry about anything will be angry about nothing. One's worst enemy is anger, and one's best defense is to remain composed. No one else can hurt you unless you let them. You're hurt as soon as you think you're hurt. Anger isn't required. Many things in life can make you angry, but what counts is how you handle it. I choose not to answer. No one else can hurt you unless you let them. You're hurt as soon as you think you're hurt. Truth that has lost its calm is exaggeration. Anger stops being a freedom, and you can't see through it when it's there. Take a look at it too, but move on to something else after a while. When you feel angry, remember that it will lead to fire in your heart and smoke in your head. You'll avoid 100 days of sadness if you hold your temper when you're angry. You can hurt your foot by kicking a stone when you're mad. Yelling doesn't make it more likely. We can only be present with other people's darkness when we know our own. People will not have time for you if you are always upset or angry. Don't get angry today. Everything that bothers us about other people can help us understand ourselves. An insult doesn't make a person act. How it makes them feel about themselves does. When we lose hope, we'll stop being angry. An insult doesn't make a person act. How it makes them feel about themselves does. Maybe our cruelties and angers would go away if we could learn to love ourselves even a little bit. Keep your cool. A choice made in a rage is never a good one. When you're really mad, curse. When you're angry, count to four. Anger is not a good feeling, so wise people never show it. Getting angry in public is a form of pollution. It doesn't say anything about your size if something small can make you angry. Anger is a temporary insanity, so control it, or it will control you. Anger that isn't controlled is often worse for us than the hurt that makes us angry in the first place. I'm not the best or happiest person in the world. When you master meditation, your mind is steady, like a light flame in a place with no wind. The self shows up when the mind is still and when you are meditating deeply. When a seeker thinks about the self by the self, they experience the peace and joy of full realization. They have reached that lasting joy beyond the senses that is shown in the calm. Stay true to yourself at all times. You can work, but only for the sake of working. You don't deserve the things that people work for. You should never work because you want the results of your work. Also, never give in to being lazy. Keep your mind on the Supreme Lord as you do everything. Give up being attached to the fruits. Don't lose your cool when things go wrong or when things go right. This is what yoga means. When you work with anxiety about the outcome, it's not nearly as good as when you work calmly and give up. Learn about the absolute to feel safe. People who work only for themselves are unhappy. Love, anger, and greed are the three gates that lead to hell. When these three traits are taken away, a person can reach the best goal and be saved. What you believe makes you who you are. What you think you can become is what you become. People are what they believe in. He is what he thinks he is. Come to a place of separation to find comfort, and you will gain spiritual understanding. Folks who only do things because they want the results and are worried about what will happen are very unhappy. Today is life, the very life of life. All the facts and truths of your life are in its short course, the joy of growth, the glory of action, and the splendor of beauty. For today is just a thought, and yesterday was just a dream. It's how you live today that turns every day into a dream of happiness and every tomorrow into a vision of hope. So, keep your eyes on today, because it is the dawn's rescue. When the soul meditates on the self, it is happy to serve the self and rests in the self. There is nothing else that can be gained by someone who does their tasks without any connection and gives the results to the Supreme Lord. He is not changed by sin, just like water doesn't change the lotus flower. Mind-controlling people stay calm in hot and cold weather, pain and pleasure, honor and shame, and they always stay true to the Supreme Being. People should work hard to get ahead on their own. You should never put yourself down. One's self is both a friend and an enemy. It's both close and far away, inside and outside. It moves and doesn't move. It is so subtle that it is impossible to understand. It can't be seen, but it looks like it's split into different animals. Know it as the one who makes, protects, and destroys everything in your heart. It's past the darkness. People have called it the light of lights, the thing and end of knowledge, and knowledge itself. Anger leads to illusion. There are illusions that confuse the mind. When the mind is confused, it can't think straight. When you lose your sense of reason, you fall. As a discipline, endurance is one of the hardest to master, but the person who does it will win in the end. For people, evil is unfairness, cruelty, and not caring about other people's problems. Virtue, on the other hand, is brotherly love, kindness, justice, charity, and caring about other people's well-being. An even better way to tell if a man has a clear mind is to see if he can just stop where he is and be alone for a while. Being able to pick one thought over another is the best way to deal with stress. I only talk when I'm sure what I have to say is better than nothing. All of the Hellenistic schools seem to agree on one thing: that knowledge is first and foremost a state of complete mental peace. In this view, philosophy is seen as a way to solve the problems that people are having. The cynics are having problems because of social rules and norms. The Epicureans are having problems because they are seeking false pleasures. The Stoics are having problems because they are seeking pleasure and self-interest. And the skeptics are having problems because they believe false things. No matter if they claim to be related to Socrates or not, all Hellenistic thinkers agreed with him that people are unhappy, in pain, and do bad things because they don't know any better. The things themselves are not evil. What is evil is how people judge those things. That is why these theories tried to be therapeutic. They believed that the only way to heal people is to get them to change their value judgments. You can find greater riches in simple actions and thoughts. They are simplicity, patience, and kindness. To learn how to be patient with both friends and foes, go back to the source. Learn to accept things as they are and be kind to yourself. Bring peace to all living things in the world. Taoism is the art of being in the world, not ourselves, because it focuses on the moment. God and nature meet inside of us, separating yesterday from tomorrow. The current moment is the moving infinity, the real sphere of the relative. Relativity wants things to change. Change is art. The art of life is always changing to fit our surroundings. Enjoy the way things are. Be happy with what you have. When you see that you have everything you need, the world is yours. Your eyes should see what they see, not what other people want them to see. Listen to what your ears naturally hear, not what other people want you to hear. Freely say what you think without worrying about what other people will think or agree with you. Do not let what other people want you to think control your thoughts. Let your mind decide what it wants to think. You are taking away their rights if you don't let your senses and mind do what they want on their own. Your body and mind are hurt when you can't easily think, feel, or act. Get rid of these restrictions and you will grow life. When you water your dreams, be careful what you use. If you use worry and fear, you will grow weeds that kill your dreams. If you water them with hope and answers, they will grow into success. Always be on the lookout for ways to turn a problem into a chance to succeed, and always be aware of how to support your dreams. Gentleness should always go with strength. If you fight too hard, it will break you. To sum up, a strong person knows when to use force and when to give in. Your luck or bad luck will rest on how and when you give in. The worst people are those who don't know how to suffer. There are times when the only thing we can do is deal with our problems until the next day is better. You need to get rid of the cause, not just the effect. It's a crown to know that we don't know something, and it's a curse to not know that we do know something. Being smart means knowing other people, but being truly wise means knowing yourself. To master others is to be strong, but to master yourself is to really be powerful. If a tree is too stiff, it will break. To fight is to die, and to give up is to live. The Empire should only trust someone who has nothing to do with it. Deep down, you already know the answer. You know who you are and what you want. Life is full of natural and unplanned changes. Don't fight them. Doing so will only make you sad. Let truth be what it is, and let things move forward freely in any way they want. Kind words boost confidence, deep thoughts make people think, and acts of kindness that are given make people love each other. When someone has a thought, they will always have ideas. These ideas keep them from learning things directly, so they will never really know. Explaining the Tao is like trying to catch wind in a box. As soon as you close the door, the wind stops moving and turns into still air. A good traveler doesn't have set goals and isn't set on getting somewhere. People will respect you when you're happy just being yourself and don't try to be better than others. In fact, people who don't see themselves but see others, who don't understand themselves but understand others, who want what other people have but don't have themselves, are drawn to what other people enjoy but don't enjoy themselves. If things like pieces of glass are on the line, you will play very well. If your pricey belt buckle is on the line, you will get tense, and if your money is on the line, you will get lost. Not because you've lost your skill, but because what's going on around you is making you so upset that you lose your inner peace. If you lose your peace of mind, you will fail at everything you do. A man with courage on the outside will die, but a man with bravery on the inside will live. This kind of man won't go or do anything he doesn't want to. People will tell him he's found something and praise him, but he won't care and will never turn his head. People will scold him and say he's lost something, but he won't care. He will just look calm. No matter what the world says about him, it doesn't hurt or help him. Things that were joined together to make money will fall apart when bad luck and danger hit them. Simple thoughts should fill your mind, and big ideas should fill your heart. Do what's asked of you, and don't add your own thoughts or views. After that, the world will be run. A beam or stake can be used to break down a city wall, but it can't be used to fix a small hole. This is called a difference in function. The wildcat or the weasel were better at getting rats than purebred horses like the Kiji or the Wali. This means that the horses were not as skilled as the cats or the weasels. The horned owl can catch fleas at night and see the tip of a hair, but it can't see a hill or mound during the day, no matter how wide its eyes are open. This is a difference in nature. You now say that you will make your teacher good and get rid of bad, or keep things in order and get rid of chaos. Doing this means you don't understand how heaven and earth work, or what the 10,000 things are by nature. That would be like saying you will teach heaven and end earth, or teach yin and end yang. We all know that can't happen. The brave are not afraid of any danger, whether they are at home or in exile. They are brave to say what they think because of this. In the same way, philosophy doesn't promise to get a man anything outside of itself, either at home or in exile. If it did, it would be accepting something that isn't part of its own stuff. For example, wood is what a builder works with, and metal is what an artist works with. The life of each person is what the art of living works with. If you want to live a happy life, I really think you should follow what thinkers say and read in their works. We should look for their wise lessons and noble words that can be used right away in real life. Not over-the-top or old-fashioned phrases, not fancy metaphors and figures of speech, but let words become actions. I believe that no one disappoints people more than those who study philosophy like it's a business skill and then live very differently from how they preach others should live. What you go through doesn't matter as much as how you go through it. You could end your life right now. What you do, say, and think should be based on that. Identifying and separating things is the most important thing I need to do in life, so I can tell myself which ones are outside of my control and which ones are related to the choices I make. Because of this, I look for good and evil, not in outside forces I can't control, but in the decisions I make. More often than not, we are scared of what we hear, rather than what actually happens, and we suffer more in our minds than in real life. The man takes over the world by taking over himself. How does going over problems over and over again make them worse? You only have control over your thoughts, not over what happens in the outside world. If you understand this, you will be strong. Do not do what is wrong. Don't say something that's not true. You should make it so easy to tell your enemy anything that you wouldn't want to keep to yourself. To become aware of who you are, you have to let go of what you think you are. A man with morals should care more about telling the truth than what other people think. We should listen more than we talk, since we only have one mouth and two ears. What stops people from acting moves things forward. Things that get in the way become the ways. Don't make two promises that you can only keep one. Only certain types of guys can afford the expensive luxury of anger. Do not speak when you are angry, or you will say something that you will never take back. When I'm angry, I move on and work. You should focus your anger on issues instead of people. Stop making excuses and start working on answers. Not being angry and laughing at the same time is not possible. You can choose either anger or laughing, but they are incompatible. If you use your anger in a good way, there's nothing wrong with it. Take it from me. Being angry is poison. It eats away at you from the inside. People think that hate is a sword that cuts the person who hurt us, but it's really a bent blade that hurts us. Anger is a killer. It kills the person who angers because each outburst makes him less than he was before. Anger is like acid. It can damage the container. It's kept in more than the thing it's poured on. A bad mood will quickly make you look stupid. You lose 60 seconds of peace of mind for every minute you stay angry. Friends, you can't shake hands if your fist is clenched. Love is better than being mad. Fear is not as good as hope. Being hopeful is better than being sad. To make the world a better place, let's love, hope, and be positive. Anger is like a wind that puts out the mind's fire. You'll get in trouble because of your anger, not because of it. Making people angry is one of their most important jobs. An angry person should never be mad about things they can control or things they can't. Throughout my life, I acted out of anger and hate, which often led to what I feared most, losing friends and having to depend on the people I had hurt.
There's a reason why hate, anger, and fear lead to the dark side.
These all come from the same place as a certain flavor of love that is too sweet and hard to resist. You should cry instead of getting angry, because getting angry hurts other people, but tears heal the heart and soul. I've never thought that anger was a very strong feeling. A lot of people think you should be happy all the time, but the author knows that you need both. You need the whole piano, which is all of human experience. It's normal to feel sad, hurt, and angry sometimes. The soul's nerve is anger. Anger can be helpful. It's built into our DNA to help us stay alive. But it can also be harmful, even when it's right. Do not forget what an angry person says. The things that make a man angry can tell you a lot about him. When people are angry, they can't make anything that isn't angry. We can fuel a flame of anger tomorrow that will last for decades and end with our deaths if we both choose to be harshly critical, even if we are sure that what we are saying is right. Being angry means letting other people's mistakes hurt you. Do not worry about the future. You will be able to handle it with the same well-thought-out tools you use to deal with the present.
Bad things do happen to smart people, but they can still function.
For example, they can be hurt physically, get sick, lose friends or children, or see their country destroyed by war. I agree that he is sensitive to these things because he doesn't think he is as hard as rock or Iron. It is not good to put up with things you don't feel. Some people say that the mind of a fool is different from the mind of a wise man in this way. The fool thinks that visions are really as scary and terrible as they seem when they first hit him, and as they rise, they make him agree with those ideas as if they were scary and solidify them. But the wise man doesn't ascend after being affected for a short time and slightly in color and expression. He stays firm in the belief he has always had about these kinds of visions, that they are nothing to be afraid of and only cause fear by making things look scary when they aren't. Do you not understand that life is like a war? There needs to be a guard, a scout, and a person on the front lines. Life is like that for all of us. It's a fight that lasts a long time and has many sides. Being on guard like a soldier means you have to do what you're told. You have been put in a key situation for the rest of your life, not just for a short time. Your life will go well if you don't try to make things happen the way you want them to. Instead, just let them happen the way they do. Identifying and separating things is the most important thing in life. This way, I can tell myself clearly what is outside of my control and what is related to the choices I do have control over. Where do I look to find good and bad? Rather than things outside of my control, I need to trust myself and the choices I make. There is happiness in seeking virtue for its own sake, without being moved by fear, hope, or anything else. What do you make to do well? And how does this happen? The good is under our control, except for some general rules about the nature of the world and other rules about how people should be built. Even God is happy when we use our thoughts in the right way. It's the most beautiful and important thing in the world. We should only worry about the things we can control and leave the things we can't control and the world to handle them. Things don't bother men. It's their ideas and beliefs about things that do. If a person hasn't been taught properly, they will blame others for their problems. If they have been taught to blame themselves, they will also blame others. If they haven't been taught properly, they will not blame either themselves or others. If someone doesn't know who they are or why they were born, what kind of world we live in, or who they are connected to in it, or the difference between good and evil, beauty and ugliness, or truth and lies, they will never use reason to guide their wants, urges, and repulsions, or to agree, disagree, or delay judgment. In a word, they will become deaf and blind. I change what I can and accept what I can't. Accepting that life is inescapable brings me serenity. My happiness is completely up to me and easy to get. Every time I do something, I show virtue. My reactions are under my control, not the things that happen to me. I live in line with my beliefs and ideals. Wisdom helps me make decisions and choices. Times of trouble are chances to learn and grow. Happiness can only be attained through virtue. Every day I work on being self-disciplined. Simple things make me happy, and being thankful fills my heart. I don't let bad feelings take over my life. I work on being detached from material things. I have unwavering inner serenity. The present moment is really important. The flow of changes in my life is something I accept and get used to. I find strength when things go wrong. I don't worry about things that are out of my control. My happiness doesn't depend on what other people think of me. I really live in balance with nature and its cycles. My tool for personal growth is self-evaluation. The point of my life is to be honest and do what is right. I find happiness in things that are simple. I can bounce back from losses because I am resilient. I know that everything changes quickly and work on being humble every day. I find beauty in things that are simple and in nature. I try to be moderate in every part of my life. My inner peace won't change, and I'm always thankful. Fear does not have power over me. I enjoy life the way it is and don't feel bad about it. My mind and spirit are what make me strong. Reason leads what I do and what I choose. Concerns that aren't important to me don't waste my time. I'm not stuck in the past. I live in the present. I understand that death is a normal part of life and waiting helps me through hard times. Simple things in normal life make me happy. My happiness comes from inside me, not from things outside of me. I'm always learning more about Stoic theory, and my willpower is my main tool for getting through tough situations. Self-discipline is something I do in every part of my life. I like to be mentally calm, and the best way for me to learn more about myself is to think about myself. Being thankful changes how I see life, and mental peace is the most valuable thing I have. I don't hold on to things or accomplishments that other people see. Instead, honesty and simplicity are what help me. With serenity in times of chaos, I find joy in lifelong learning. Being thankful has changed the way I see life, and my mind has been my best tool for seeking virtue. Wisdom comes from doing things and thinking about them, and understanding is what ties me to other people. I'm at peace with things that can't be changed, and I'm free when I control myself. Self-control helps me feel at peace with myself. My responsibilities are hard work and dedication, and my sense of self-worth comes from knowing how valuable I am. My flexibility makes me resilient to change, and my courage helps me face my fears. Serenity is my chosen emotional state, and I accept doubt with calm. My search for virtue is an ongoing process in which I accept what I can't change and work to improve what I can. I'm at peace when I accept that some things in life are going to happen no matter what. My happiness depends only on how I feel. I act with virtue in everything I do, and I control how I respond instead of what happens. I live my life based on my ideals and beliefs. I make decisions based on what I know, and problems are chances to grow. Happiness can only be attained through virtue. As part of my daily practice, I work on being self-disciplined by appreciating simplicity and always being thankful. I keep myself from giving in to bad feelings by learning letting go of material things and finding beauty in nature. I keep my mental peace by being reasonable in every part of my life. I do not let fear control me. I accept life as it is without complaining. My mind and character, which are based on reason instead of pointless worries, are what make me strong. I live in the moment, know that death is a part of life, and use patience to get through hard times. I enjoy the simple things in life and focus on myself instead of other people or things. I learn about stoicism all the time and use my will to get through tough situations. I also practice self-discipline in every part of my life. I like to be mentally calm, and thinking about myself helps me become self-aware. Gratitude changes my perspective, and I find beauty in the steady quest of virtue. The goal of my life is to live in unity with virtue, beating myself every day. My wants and emotions are under control, and I'm responsible for my deeds instead of the effects. I get stronger when things are hard, and my inner peace is the most valuable thing I have. All the time, wisdom leads me, and everything I do has a reason and value. Compassion and understanding are very important to me. Justice and fairness are my core beliefs, and I face life's necessary changes with serenity. I live in the current moment, knowing that death is a part of life, and letting the process of waiting bring me peace. Integrity is what leads my moral sense, and my character, not my things, is what makes me who I am. I can handle any task because I'm resilient, and willpower helps me change myself. I treat friendship with great care and use wisdom when making choices and opinions. I'm self-disciplined in every part of my life, and I see every problem as a chance to learn and grow. I can only move forward by constantly examining myself, and restraint keeps my life in balance. I'm at peace with the present moment, and accepting death gives my life value. Being patient brings me peace of mind, and honesty is what guides my morals. My character, not my things, is what makes me who I am.